Let's continue. There is more, my friends. Let's continue. There is more. 14 day, live from my Atman. My whole being is my heart. 40 day sadhana, be in my heart, feet on the ground, slow roots. Steep, savor, infuse. Global leadership initiative. What can I say yes to? Cultivate courage. One small thing daily that takes courage. 5 of 7 days each week. Embrace my ego, ego loving. Opening the valves. Spiral. Align my spine. Og Mora. Breathe every moment. Be present without distraction. Being and expressing purely from my core. I dedicate my life to the divine. Zero tolerance to inner aggression. Detachment and devotion. Think from my heart. Move from my heart. Selfless service give the fruits of my labor to God. What do I need to recognize, to realize? I am a wick, light me, implode through my heart. What do I need to recognize, to realize? As the courage began to grow in me purely and easily via being in my heart, and by simultaneously doing one small thing daily that required my ego to step out from its former comfort zone and into the light. By doing this, this question began to arise, what am I not noticing? For it is only what lurks in our blind spots that can ever hold sway over us. Only what we're not noticing can ever catch us off guard. Only what we're not noticing can ever catch us off guard. And so I sit with this question every morning as I read my sadhana notes. Sometimes insights of former blindness arise within my consciousness. Sometimes in my conscious unconsciousness. Either way, it is sublime. For recognizing them disempowers them. Recognizing them disarms what once was blind. I often hear myself saying, the incredible lightness of being. For this is truly what it is. As whatever was weighing me down, simply because I was not noticing it. As it comes into my watchful eye, conscious or unconsciously, it cannot hold any might over me. For consciousness, it is the light. For consciousness, it is the light. I am a wick. Light me. At the completion of my yoga practice every morning, I sit briefly in a simple lotus pose. I place my hands, my palms are touching, elbows bent, arms overhead above my crown. My fingers pointing up like steeples. In this devotional repose, I then do say, I am a wick. Please, light me. What a glorious way to begin my day. I was sitting in this position recently. I was visiting my parents to help them move. And lo and behold, I was in line with the sunrise. Amazing, amazing grace. Sheer, pure delight. For as I focused my attention, as I sat in that posture, as I focused my awareness in the center of my head, it was as if I was beaming, my whole being, it was sunrise. My entire body, it was pulsing, my entire being, it was the light. My whole body, it was pulsing, it is the light. My whole body, it is pulsing, it is the light. My entire body, it is the cosmos. It is the light. The entire cosmos, it is pulsing. It is the light. I was visiting my family when I completed day 80 of my sadhana. I silently celebrated this victory inside myself. The evidence, it was remarkable, how it had already transformed me. I was so unreactive. I was no longer my old self. There was a calm and a peace within me. A sweet nectar it did flow, an awakening, an inner seed was sprouting. In me, I felt home. In me, you are home. At one point in my sadhana practice, in the first 80 days, I was guided to explore this. Draw your mind down, enter it inside your heart. Draw your base, your grounding up, enter it inside your heart. Then draw these three collected points out the back door of your heart. Draw these three collected points out the back door of your heart. I had never even known there is a back door to the heart. This great mystery I had never known. Oh, this great mystery I had never known. Try it, I beseech you now. Try this delight, for as you reunite your three inner presences, your house, it does glow bright. What a delicious, sumptuous experience. What a grand feast of light. For every time I would do this, I felt gentle explosions of the light. It was like my heart. It was a fireworks. It was a stellar explosion. It was the galaxy. It was the universe. It was celebrating me coming home. It was celebrating me coming home. Gradually, this practice was refined. It became this. Breathe. Breathe through your back heart. And this I often do now, oh so sublime.